Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ 3, Week 9. The vision, experience, enjoyment, and expression of the supreme preciousness of Christ for the genuine church life. Friday related verses. Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a high and lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Seraphim hovered over him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to the other, saying, Holy, 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 Jehovah of hosts, the whole earth is filled with his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am finished, for I am a man of unclean lips, and in the midst of a people of unclean lips I dwell. Yet my eyes have seen the King, Jehovah of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with an ember in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. Acts 2:36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom you have crucified. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little inferior to the angels because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death on behalf of everything. Related reading. In Isaiah 6:4, we see that the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called. This shaking signifies solemnity. In this verse, we also see that the house was filled with smoke. This signifies glory burning in awe. Isaiah responded to the vision of Christ in glory by saying, Woe is me, for I am finished. As a result of seeing this vision, Isaiah was terminated, finished. We must pay attention to our lips, to our speaking. Every day we talk too much. A great percentage of the words we speak are evil, because most of our words are words of criticism. Nearly every word that we speak concerning any matter or any person is a word of criticism. This is the reason that our lips are unclean. If we eliminate gossip, murmuring, and reasoning, we may find that we have very little to talk about. Like Isaiah, we need to realize that our lips are unclean. Everyone who truly sees a vision of the Lord is enlightened. The vision he sees immediately exposes him and brings him into light. When Peter saw the Lord in Luke 5, he immediately said to the Lord, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord. Isaiah 6:6-7 speaks concerning the purging of Isaiah. After Isaiah realized that he was unclean, he was purged by one of the seraphim, signifying the holiness of God. Isaiah was purged with an ember from the altar. This ember signifies the effectiveness of Christ's redemption accomplished on the cross. This purging by the seraphim with an ember from the altar took away Isaiah's iniquity and purged his sin. Before his experience in chapter 6, Isaiah had been cleansed, but he realized that he was still unclean. This indicates that we all need to realize that we are a totality of uncleanness. No matter how many times we may be washed, we are still unclean. We all must come to know ourselves to this extent. In our experience, whether we are clean or unclean depends on the feeling of our conscience, and the feeling of our conscience depends on our seeing the Lord. How much we see the Lord determines how much we will be cleansed. The more we see the Lord and are exposed, the more we are cleansed. When our conscience is cleansed and is void of offense, we are able to contact God. According to our enlightened conscience, we are clean, but according to the actual facts of our situation in the old creation, we are not clean. As long as we remain in the old creation, we can never be completely clean, for the old creation is unclean. We need the redemption of our body. Once our body is redeemed, we will get out of the old creation. At that time, we will be completely clean. Seeing God equals gaining God. To gain God is to receive God in His element, in His life, and in His nature. Eventually, this not only makes us one with God, but also constituted with God, yet we do not have any share in the Godhead. All of God's redeemed, regenerated, sanctified, transformed, conformed, and glorified people will see God's face. Seeing God transforms us, because in seeing God, we receive His element into us. As we receive God, a new element comes into us, and the old element is discharged. This metabolic process is transformation. To see God is to be transformed into the glorious image of God. This makes us a part of God that we may express God in His life and represent Him in His authority. Job said not only that he saw God, but also that he abhorred himself. According to our experience, the more we see God and love God, the more we abhor ourselves. The more we know God, the more we deny ourselves.